Okay, hello, I'm Phil Crozier. I'm director of wine for Gaucho. I have been involved in World Malbec Day for the last 2 years, since they started in 2011. This year we have five Malbecs from different regions of Argentina, from north to south, at different altitudes, made in different ways, to show the versatility of Malbec in Argentina. But on the day itself, on the 17th of April, we're going to have 40 Malbecs open in our shop, which is on Swallow Street, and for people to come in and taste all the different diverse styles that you get from the different regions.
Okay, and then in the restaurant?
In the restaurant, the five Malbecs that we tasted today
will
be available to taste at the table, which we will, all the waiters come over and they'll taste with the guests. We're going to have a flight available with different cuts of beef, and for that week they will also be available by the glass.
So that's the week starting at the 17th going
well
on.
Starting it'll actually from the 15th
from
I think
the 15th.
Yeah
okay.
From the 15th
okay.
So it'll be for that whole
of
that week. I think 17th is a Wednesday, isn't it?
Yeah.
So the 15th
so
is a Monday.
Yeah. Weekend.
Yeah.
Great.
So just to show, and you know, I started with a list called a Super Malbec list of 25 different Malbecs that I change every 6 months.
Yeah.
Of the best Malbecs in Argentina. And it's called the Super Malbecs. So it's something that is not too serious, but serious in the sense that people do love this great variety. They do come to Gaucho for this great variety to have with the beef, and it's very much a premium product. It's a high premium, high quality wine. You know that Argentina now enjoys the second highest spend on a bottle of wine in the UK after New Zealand because of Malbec. You know, it's the light is shining and shining brightly
for
this great
and
variety.
The passion you've shown for Malbec has been fantastic. I've enjoyed Malbec over the years, and it's getting better and better, as you said. It's exponential.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And
it's now become a very precise thing.
Yeah.
You know, this whole precision viticulture from different lots, from different vineyards, to show the soil profiles, which is something that they're now working on, not just the altitude and the latitude, but the soil profiles and how they affect the grape varieties from different regions that are now being given geographical appellations. And that for me is the future of Malbec in Argentina, as well as blending.
Yes.
I think blending and co-fermentation with Cabernet Franc, Cabernet Sauvignon is the future for Malbec. So, you know, it's changing.
Yeah.
And it's changing all the time.
It's lovely. It's improving. It's improving all the different ideas.
Yeah.
And I like the mention you said about the different regions the wine comes from, with the different regions the beef comes from.
That
was fascinating as well. Okay, but thank you so much. It's been great.
My pleasure.
And great success for Malbec Day and the celebration thereof. Thank
you. Well, you must pop in on the day.
Okay, we will. Thank you.
Thanks.